Greetings, members and friends, and welcome to another commentary and preview to this Sunday study of the Word. This Sunday study text is entitled, All People Praise God, and it is based on Revelation chapter 7, verses 9 through 17. Revelation gives us some idea of what is to come near and at the end of this phase of humanity's history. The words in the book serve to inform, inspire, encourage, and caution believers in their quest for salvation through the blood of Jesus Christ. This lesson text begins by informing the readers that there will be a broad cross-section of humanity that will receive the blessing of salvation. This is another reason why Christians should see the divine imprint on every human being, regardless of the man-made labels and categories that serve to divide us and prevent us from uniting around our common place and divine purpose in God's creation. The number of people in the crowd was so large that no man could look at them and determine how many there were. But wherever the number is, I fear it is only a very small fraction or portion of the number of human beings that have been and will be born on the earth. The imagery that John gives us is of two. One of the two is sitting upon the throne, while the other is described as the Lamb. I believe the one on the throne is the Father, and the Lamb is the Son of God, or Jesus Christ. Much worship and praise are given to these two by those already there, including angels, elders, and other living creatures. John said that one of the elders asked him if he knew who the large crowd was, and that he replied that he didn't know, he didn't, but believed that the elder did. The elder answered that the crowd was the people who had achieved salvation by availing themselves of the blood sacrifice of the Lamb, or Jesus Christ. It is my belief that whether a person knows about Jesus or not, his blood covers them as much as it covers those who know Christ as Lord and Savior. Why? Because Christ's blood is the atonement for all of humanity's sin, both before, during, and after his death. There is one thing I believe that unites all the people in that crowd. Those things include a belief in and a longing to know the true and living God, our Creator. A sincere desire and effort to live and do the things that He has revealed to them to do. And a belief and longing for eternal life alongside our Creator. So this crowd that no man could number could stretch back to as far as Abel and to those yet unborn. Those who didn't know or have God's law as given by Moses, and those who haven't heard the gospel of Jesus Christ, have a significant challenge to believe and have faith without the benefit of the law and the gospel. Yet there have been and still are those who believe without knowing these things. This is why it shall be so much worse on us who have these witnesses and still turn away from God. We shall be beat with many stripes. Jesus said those who mourn are blessed because they will be comforted. In this world, all of us will face some trials, tribulations, disappointments, pains, and heartaches over what we must endure. Some of us will face much more intense times than others. God has his reasons that are not fully known or understood by his children for these things. Yet the lesson text assures us that his children will receive that which they longed for and desired, and that God himself will comfort them and cause them to forget all of their troubles. They will be in a place like no other, and all of their hurt will be healed. This knowledge should comfort, inspire, and encourage all of God's children to endure all things, because the reward and outcome will more than make up for whatever it takes and took to get there. Well, again, be sure to look over the study again and come prepared to offer your comments, questions, and perspective on the meaning of the study. If you can't attend your own Sunday school class this Sunday, you can join us live and online at 9 o'clock a.m. at our website and clicking the online services link. You can also join us live by dialing 508-924-2890. If you have any questions or comments, be sure to place them in the comments section, or you can share them on Sunday. So, let's all have a great lesson and study and discussion this Sunday, and remember to fear God and keep his commandments.